Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Meister Sheni Daf Nun Hey, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah. And Vilna source is office Alam and Aleph Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. As the Gemara begins by addressing the beginning of the Mishnah, where we had learned that originally they used to announce that all produce was chayv in beer until Rabbi Kiva came along and established that if it hadn't yet reached Gemar Malacha, and that means it's not chayv yet in Meister, so there's no chayv beer Meisteris. It's only once it's reached Gemar Malacha, then it has a chayv of beer Meisteris. The Gemara asks, Vloy Tevel Hu, isn't it Tevel? Even though it reached the stage of being Chayv and Meiser, it still hadn't physically had Meiser separated yet, so it's Tevel and shouldn't be Chayv and Beer Meisers either. The Gemara answers, Rav Hila says, B'shem Shmuel, Zayis Ameris, this clearly tells us, Shat Tevel Kari Kodesh. The Tevel itself is called Kodesh because it has Meisers built into it that need to be separated, and therefore there's a Chayv and Beer Meisers even with Tevel. Now we're going to have a story that took place before Rabbi Kiva came and was Metakin what he was. Amar Yudra says, Meiser Rav Gamliel Vazkanim, there's a story that Rav Gamliel Vazkanim, Shay Yashan Al Miles Harabias, that's Barbara Girsa, they were sitting on the steps of Harbias, and Yochanan HaKoyin, who is this famous cipher, he was sitting in front of them, and Amruloi, they told him as follows, Tzev HaKosov, go out and write the following letters to the following people whom we're going to send them to. Achenu b'nei Galila Yila, b'nei Galila Arisa, our brothers of the upper and lower Galilee, Shalom Chayin Yiske, your peace should be increased, Maidan HaLachayin, we're letting you know, Dematas Man Biura, that's time for Biur Maestras, Tipkan Masraya, Min Matane Zesaya, you should take out your Maestras from your vats of olives. And even though vats of olives have not yet reached Gemar Malacha, again, as we just said, this is before Rabbi Kiva made his takana, and therefore they were sending this letter to the people that lived in the Galil that they have to make sure to take out their maestras from these vats of olives. And next letter they told him to write was Lachana b'nei Duray Ma'ila b'nei Duray Mar Isa to our brothers in the lower and upper south of Eretz Yisrael. Maidan Lachain, we're letting you know Demata Zman Biura that it's time for Zman Biur. Tifkan Masraya Minimari Shiblaya, you should take out your maestras from your sheaves of grain. And even though once again they haven't yet reached Gemar Malacha because they weren't threshed and winnowed, and that means they're not fully processed, nonetheless there's a chiv and beer maestras. And the last letter was Lachana b'nei Galusa de Bavel to our brothers who are out in Galus Bavel, u'b'nei Galusa de Madai who are out in Madai, u'b'nei Galusa de Yavon who are out in Yavon, u'shar kol Gavasan de Yisrael, and to all the other exiles of Yisrael wherever you find yourselves, Shalom Chen Yiske, you should have increased peace. Maidana na lachan, I'm letting you know that the flocks, the sheep and goats are still young, v'gozlai de kikin, and the birds are still very thin, and therefore because of that, u'shvar ba'anpoi, it's fitting in my eyes, u'ba'anpei chaveirai, and in the eyes of my friends, ma'isfal shasa zet lasan yaim. We're adding on 30 days to this month. In other words, he was telling them, since everyone's going to be coming to be Oile Regel, and they're going to require lambs for the Karban Pesach, and doves for other Karbanos, but both of them were too young, these two factors, among others, were reason to add another month to the year, basically making it an Iber Yar, a leap year, and that would make Pesach a month later. And that's what they were notifying everyone in the diaspora of. Moving on to the next part of the Mishnah, Yisur Shani Yasalam and Nasan Yeshua. Let's remember this whole story, where Rav Gamliel and a bunch of the Zakanim were on a boat, and he realized that it was Zman Beer, and he has to get rid of all the Maisos that he had. They weren't with him on the boat. They were in a different place, and so he apportioned all these maestros to the relevant people, and he rented them the space where the maestros were located, so that's an official kinyan now belongs to them. That way he took care of his beer maestros. So the Gemara first of all says, Hada Amr, the Mishnah clearly is telling us, She'ein nois and maestro lakuna, you can't give maestrishin to a kayin. It wasn't when Azariah, who's a kayin, was on the boat, and Rabbi Gamliel didn't give his maestrishin to him, he gave it to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. So clearly we see, like we've discussed previously, that you can't give maestrishin to a kayin. However, the Gemara says, not a raya, Shanyahi, this case is different, try Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Taman. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya was there, so there was a Levi and a kayin on the boat, and we know that a person is not supposed to give all their maestras to one person. He shouldn't be giving his chumas and maestras to the same kayin, and so that's why he gave his maestro rishon to the Levi, who then subsequently gave chumas maestro to the kayin, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. But it's very possible that if there was only a kayin on the boat, that he would have given the maestro rishon to him. So no raya from there. Another question, Amar Rav Chananya says, Hada Amra, it seems to tell us, that really, based off of what happened, Rav Gamliel should have been mezakeh, meaning he should have made a proper kinyan sudr in order for them to acquire these maestros that he was giving them. And why is that nun hayom beis on top? So the proper gear says to skip the first line, pick up with the words, ilu kupasal shem gamliel nusun l'sech beis shem Yeshua. If Rabbi Gamliel's box with his produce was in Rabbi Yeshua's house, v'ayimrani said, yizkel maestro sheba, I want you to be zaycha in its maestro, klum asa ad sheisayim. Would he have accomplished anything until a specific place was designated? No, he wouldn't have. He would have had to make a kinyan sudr. So why don't we say the same thing here? In other words, the question is as follows. If the pears were in Rabbi Gamliel's kli, which was located in Rabbi Yeshua's house, he wouldn't acquire them until a specific place is designated, they're removed from Gamaliel's kli and placed in that spot. Oh, we should say the same thing over here. Since the pears were in Gamaliel's kli in his own house, it doesn't help to rent a spot to Rabbi Yeshua. He needs to do a proper kinyan sudr, which he didn't. All he did was rent the spot to Rabbi Yeshua, so what does this accomplish? And so to answer this, now going back to the top line of the Gemara, and here's the proper girsa, Amar Rabbi Shaya says, Beperes munachin bekarka, we're talking about pears that were on the ground, meaning the pears were not in Rabbi Gamaliel's kli, they were just on the karka, they were on the floor in Rabbi Gamaliel's property, and so all All he needs to do is rent their space to Rabbi Yeshua, and that's enough of a kinyan. Now go on to the next Gemara. We're going to be discussing the following case. Reuven wants to be mezakeh something to Shimon through a shliach. Once the shliach makes a kinyan, it's automatically acquired by Shimon because of zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. One could acquire something for somebody else, even though that other person doesn't know about it, because it's chos for him. It's a good thing for him. But now we have two different opinions of who this shliach could be. Rabbi Difa Amar Rabbi Difa says, Ispagon Rabbi Yirmi of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yirmi of Rabbi Yosi argue about this. Chah number one says, Haroi litol zacha. Only somebody who's right to take this thing for himself, he could be zaycha in it for somebody else. But if he's not right to take it for himself, he can't be zaycha in it for somebody else. For example, Meiser Ani. Only an Ani would be able to be zaycha in Meiser Ani for a different Ani. But an Ashir, who's not allowed to take Meiser Ani, can't be zaycha in Meiser Ani for an Ani. However, Chah number the other one says, Haroi litain zacha. Somebody who's right to give this thing, he could be zaycha in it for somebody else. And therefore, in our example of Meiser Ani that we just brought up, even a rich person could be zaycha in Meiser Ani for a different Ani, because since he's able to give Meiser Ani, he could be zaycha in it for another Ani. And for the clarification of this, even though we just spoke this out, and pay attention to the girsa, because all these words are going to be switched around, Manda Amar Roy Litain Zacha Kol Shekein Roy Litol. According to the Manda Amar, that if I'm able to give something, I could be zaycha in it for somebody else. So for sure, if I could take it myself, I could be zaycha in it for somebody else. However, Manda Amar Roy Litol, according to Manda Amar, that only if I'm able to take it myself, I could be zaycha in it for somebody else. So Halitain Loi, just because I'm able to give it to somebody, that doesn't enable me to be zaycha in it for somebody else. Now the Gemara tells us Hamasnisa Pliga Manda Amar Haroy Litol Zacha. The following Mishnah is clearly not like the Manda Amar of Haroy Litol Zacha. Detanin Taman, we have a Mishnah over there, Maseches Gittin, Ha'aymer Ten Gadzela Ishti. And this is really just a tiny little snippet of an entire Mishnah and discussion, which we're just going to speak out and not read inside. And we brought this up previously. We know that a man could appoint a shliach lehailacha to bring a get to his wife, and kol oid it hasn't reached her, the husband could be chayzer. Whereas if the wife appointed a shliach lekabalah, he's accepting her get for her. The moment he receives it, she's megurashes, so the husband is not able to be chayzer once he hands the get to her shliach. However, what about the following case? If she appointed a shliach lekabalah, and the husband said to the shliach, no, I want you to be my shliach lehailacha, then the husband is allowed to be chayzer as long as the get has not yet reached her. Now, this last case that we just mentioned, that the shliach's designation was changed from a shliach lekabalah of the wife to a shliach lehailacha of the husband, this is definitely not according to the opinion of a roi litol zacha, that only if you could do it or accept it yourself, you could be a shliach for somebody else. Now, this last case that we just mentioned, where the shliach's designation was changed in the middle from being a shliach lekabalah for the wife to being a shliach lehailacha for the husband, we have a problem according to the opinion of a roi litol zacha, that only if you could do it or accept it yourself, you could be a shliach for somebody else. Because who's the shliach over here? If you want to say it's a woman, namely that the wife appointed a woman to accept her get for her, well, a woman can't give a get, so she can't be the husband's shliach to bring the get for him. And if you want to say that the shliach is a man, and that's why he's able to be the husband's shliach lahalacha, well, that means he can't be the woman's shliach lekabalah, because he can't accept a get, and so he can't be a shliach lekabalah for the wife. So who's this person we're talking about that's able to be both a shliach lekabalah for the wife, and all of a sudden get that changed in the middle to be a shliach lahalacha for the husband? And the answer is that really it's a man, and why is that? Shekein roi hu lekabal get bitoy, because he can actually accept a get for his daughter. If he married off his daughter as a ketana, and she's getting divorced as a ketana, the father could accept her get for her, so we see that there is a certain situation that a man could accept a get, and therefore he could be a shliach lekabalah for the wife. But now going on to Novan Van Malaf on top, we have another question, and this is the proper girsa, utuninon, we have a mission that says, ten get zela ishti ushtar shechur zela avdi. So we see a person is appointing somebody else to give a get to his wife, or shtar shechur, a shtar of freedom for his eved, and if we're saying that this is a man, a ben chayrin, someone who's totally free, how is he able to be the shliach to bring the shtar shechur for the eved? He can't accept a shtar shechur himself, because he's not an eved, he's a ben chayrin, so how could he be a shliach to give it to the eved? And the Gemara answers, and this is the proper girsa, shekein roi lekabel shechur roi, he could accept his own shechur. We're actually not talking about a ben chayrin, we're talking about a different eved. We have two avadim, John and Paul, and Paul's master wants to free him, so he gives the get shechur to John in order to bring it to Paul. And since John is able to accept his own shtar shechur, he could also bring one for his friend, Paul. However, the Gemara continues asking, v'eved roi lehailachas aget? Is an eved able to bring a get? Remember, we had quoted a Mishnah saying two things. That a person said, ten get zel ishti, ushtar shechur zel avdi. So it's mashma that this one shliach is doing one of two things. He's either bringing a get for a woman or a shechur for an eved. So it's wonderful that we answered how he's able to bring a shechur for an eved, because we're talking about a different eved bringing the shliach for this other eved. But since we're talking about one person doing one of two things, how is it possible that an Eved is able to bring a get for a woman? He can't be a shliach for something like that. So we're back to the drawing board. How do we understand this? And the Gemara answers, Pasar lo, let's start in. We can explain this Mishnah as talking about two separate cases. is. When it says Tengetzel Ishti Ushtashachzel Avdi, he's not telling one person to do one of these two things. It's two separate cases. Either he told a regular man, a Ben Chayrin, bring this get to my wife, or he told an Eved, bring the Shtar Shechur to my Eved, and therefore we don't have any questions. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this concept of who's able to be a Shliach, Haroi Litol, or Haroi Litain. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.